اللي مقيدنا.
This is what has made us to be submissive before the UN's decisions.
يعني بين السبع كان مكبل.
Article 7 restricts Iraq arms trade and other activities.
الحركة والاستيراد الأسلحة وما شابه ذلك.
I think citizens wouldn't get the importance of the Article 7, just like the withdrawal agreement. American troops were like a material moving on the ground. They moved their troops by tanks. People could witness their planes in the sky of Iraq and their machines moving around the country. These things were easy to notice. Article 7 was not tangible for most of the Iraqis, because they were not affected by it directly. But the politicians, the prime minister and other people who made decisions on foreign affairs, military and security issues, but aware of its effects, because they needed to do some calculation about their measures and they had to be vigilant of the influence of UN on those decisions.
Although Iraq was occupied, the sanctions were still in effect. 67 resolutions were passed against Saddam's regime by the time he occupied Kuwait. Those sanctions included selling oil for food, and bans on selling medicine and medical equipment to Iraq. Those sanctions were like a chain fettering Iraq, and Article 7 was the last piece of that chain.
وهذا يبقى نقص.
The fact that Iraq has to fall under the framework of the Article 7 is doing harm to the people, the government, policies and politicians of Iraq.
So
any movement or measure taken by Iraq can give the UN and foreigners an excuse to invade Iraq once again.
Actually, for the UN, Article 7 was an excuse to be used against Iraq whenever they wanted. So they would adopt a new resolution and occupy Iraq with their forces. The worst one was the fact that Iraq would be supervised by the UN. In this condition, Iraq was just like a colony.
I think the nation of Iraq were not aware of the scale of Article 7, since they could not be affected by it directly, but politicians and authorities were aware of it. As an instance, if we want to buy weapons, we will need the UN permission. It means if you want to buy technologies or a certain thing, the whole activity has to be observed by the UN.
So this was a six-month evaluation which was supposed to inform the UN Secretary General about the political, economic, and security changes in Iraq.
These conditions will hamper the country's development. The country needed some steps to take towards construction, fund, development planning, good strategy and technology, so we could rebuild the structure of the army and the police forces, export oil and have other development planning. But how is that possible to achieve when Iraq is under sanctions?
وضع العراق تحت طائلة الفصل السابع بالحقيقة
Article 7 indicates that Iraq is a threat and it can't be dealt with easily. It tells the neighboring countries and the world that Iraq is still a threat, and it all means Iraq can't have a real diplomatic, economic, and business relationship with other countries. It means a huge political blow to Iraq. It means that Iraq is a threat and some red lines around Iraq. No country can develop when surrounded by those red lines. The government can't be working alone. The world consists of political and economic organizations and media and cultural funding. The world would not trade with a country surrounded by red lines.
يرهن إرادة العراق الدولية ويبقى تحت رحمة المجتمع الدولي.
Article 7 hampers Iraq's international affairs, since it asserts that Iraq has to be fostered and watched over by the international community. If Iraq is engaged in certain activities like the issue of Al-Anbar, there is a possibility of occupation by international forces once again. But right now, the international community can't do such an act, since Iraq is not fostered by the United Nations. It's just like a man who doesn't have the right qualifications, or like a man who has not got enough insight. And the fact that this human himself is being fostered, will an adult accept to be fostered with consideration of financial and ownership issues? Definitely not.
والقوي أن توضع وصايا على عقله أو وصايا على ماله أو وصايا على أرضه هذا ما يقبل.
Getting rid of the Article 7 will definitely have some positive influence on the outlook of the Iraqis towards the issue, but this achievement is not clear for the lay to grasp. By the end of the day that we dealt with Article 7, we witnessed some explosions tarnish this great achievement. Also on Americans' withdrawal day, we saw some events like demonstrations by the political dissenters and the ones who wanted to interfere in order to hamper this achievement.
والله أنا أتمنى أن يكون هناك شريط مسجل لمرحلة.
I wish there were a film of the years 2005 to 2008, so we could show it to compare the situation. I can recall some of that. The presence of foreigners' troops on Iraq's soil, who were dominating and fully controlling it, is finished now. Iraq is no longer under obligations about Kuwait. Iraq didn't have an army, but now it has one to protect the country and its government. It has political ties. It's respected in the world and takes responsibilities. Iraq is consulted and asks for consultation.
There have been some cases of causing political trouble to undermine the achievements made by Mr. Maliki's government and his ability to handle the crisis. We are not trying to magnify these achievements, but they are truly valuable.
Our nation truly deserved such an achievement. This was gained because of the awareness of our nation and the government. What remains eternal is the grace of this nation. Ignoring these achievements is actually ignoring the power and glamour of the Iraqi nation. After years of pain and suffering, we will build our country once again. We will show the whole world that this country will be blessed once again.
الحالة اللي يعيش البلد مع كل المصائب اللي تمر مع كل.
The country could defend itself despite all those miseries and sufferings and all those conflicts and terrorism. It managed to pull through all that difficulty. Actually, the country was turned into dust, but they say it's gold.
حقيقة البلد كان يعني تراب، لكنه اللي يقال على أنه الذهب.
I dream of a powerful, safe and healthy Iraq that can actualize every governmental potentialities and facilities. I want an economic development for Iraq without the influence of the region and the world. We are Iraqis, we rule our own country. We wish a developed Iraq which is ruled by its own children. Iraq is a country with a historical civilization, an ancient history. Many countries do not want to see a thriving Iraq.
The enemies gambling on Iraq can spread hopelessness among people.
بين المواطنين.
رسالتي للمواطن العراقي.
My message to people is that they trust the government, the governors and the security forces. I urge them to cooperate with them and be hopeful about the future.
ولا تقنطوا من روح الله.
Don't lose your hope in God. He has warned us against that. God says we shouldn't give up hope in him.
من رحمته.
رجائي من المواطن.
I ask Iraqis to be hopeful and they should make others hopeful as well. Because building the countries is time-consuming compared with destruction. Since destruction happens so fast, but building up takes ages. We all need to put effort into building our country once again. The situation used to be better. The ministries were more active, but now there is no activity. Before the time of Saddam's ascendancy, it would only take me 30 minutes to get to university from home. Although the university is closer to my home now, it would take me 1 hour or 1 hour and a half to get to university. This is only one simple example.
هسه صار شيء قدامك اليوم الصبح.
نعم.
كان ربك انا طالع من الساعه 6 الفجر.
أيه.
زين وصل الجامعه 8:30 9.
هو التهياتك قريب.
هيا
يعني مكان قريب. يعني انت اذا طيت تروح.
نص حياتنا سيطرات وقت.
يعني انت اذا تريد تطلع من بيتكم على مود توصل محل عملك اقشر لك ساعة ونص. يعني برايك اسالك سؤال، انت برايك انت يعني السيطرات يعني ايجابياتها؟
لا والله. يعدون على العالم ويتجاوزون على العالم واحتكاك بالناس هواي كل شيء صار مهمين.
215 women were executed. They weren't killed or executed in war. They were executed only because of their political views. In the rebellious city of Sa'd, 215 were hanged by the regime. When we see all these sacrifices, every moment we expect death, every moment we expect execution.
Iraq had a good infrastructure, but it's all destroyed now, and it's been changed to the time before the Industrial Revolution back in 1991, during the Second Persian Gulf War. But when the American troops entered Iraq in 2003, they found nothing to destroy. The regime gave up miserably.
كنا نقص كبير في
normally There are some flaws in the way the government provides services like hygiene, electricity, and so on and so forth.
As you know, in the year 2003, Iraq failed to develop its five-year plan, and this happened because of the extraordinary condition that we had. To be exact, after 1990, after the invasion of Kuwait, there were certain individuals in power to decide for the country. I mean the deposed commanding council of Saddam Hussein. After 2003, Iraq was not able to develop the five-year plans. This was an enormous flaw, and the biggest reason was the weakness of the government to develop a five-year plan due to the presence of occupiers.
There is always an important principle. Political independence cannot be gained without economic independence, and this works both ways. Therefore, a five-year plan would not work when the country is occupied, because the first five-year plan the government considered to conduct was the one that was about to come into effect during the years between 2005 and 2010. Yes, before the ninth month of 2006, the GDP was $400. This amount is the average GDP. But today we are talking about 5,200 or more than that. With the help of God, the GDP will increase significantly in months or years to come. Inflation exists all over the world, and it is not an exclusive problem to Iraq. Consumer confidence is increasing steadily. Every year we witness that the number of people who are getting jobs in the government is increasing. There are changes in the salaries. The number of people who entered business has increased. The higher the income, the higher the consumer confidence. And if the consumer confidence goes up, so does the current increasing inflation. Therefore, the inflation which I talked about some time ago regarding the GDP in 2003, which was $400, is now $2,500. It means that the consumer confidence of the Iraqi citizens has increased about 12 times.
The markets in Baghdad were silent and empty. Now that they are blessed by God, they are thriving. From gold business to car trade and ornaments, the markets were free and fear was noticeable. There is heavy traffic in the streets now. The vehicles were old, but now, thank God, the best ones are imported to the country. The Iraqis didn't know the meaning of traveling. Right now, our planes cannot transport all the passengers to Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan for leisure and traveling. In the past, the Iraqis weren't able to afford going to the Hajj. But now, because of their financial power, there is a competition about it. There is more demand for the Umrah rather than the Hajj. We don't have enough planes to transport this increasing number of people who want to visit the Holy Land. This couldn't have happened if people's income and oil production hadn't increased. Where does this income go? This income goes to the people for whom we are in office.
نحن بصددهم.
يكفي أن تكون برنامج الحماية الاجتماعية.
Suffice it to say that there is social support for the poor, and there is a decrease in the percentage of the poverty level from 70% to 18%. Things have changed. The income of an Iraqi citizen was not enough to buy a pack of eggs. Right now, the consumer confidence of employees in Iraq is more than those in other countries in the region.
Thank you.
These days in Iraq, we have more than 3.5 million employees, more than 2 million retired people, and more than 2 million wage earners. All of them are paid. The new retirement rules will be announced in coming days. The retirement salary will be 400,000 dinars at the minimum.
They had great achievements. It's really good to have 4.5 million governmental employees, 3 million official employees, and 1.5 million contract forces, plus 2.5 million retirees.
When I took the office, there was only 15% of water and sewage and repair services available all around the country. But now we have reached 70% for all provinces. In the second month of 2011, the drinking water shortage was around 23%. But now we have reduced the figure to less than 10%.
That's right. We haven't reached the proper condition, though we have had many achievements. In fact, it's the government's fault, since it doesn't introduce its achievements.
Many took oath to bring brightness and light back to Iraq. I swear to God, we worked day and night non-stop. Our experts were constantly working and Iraq saw the light once again.
The biggest achievement of the Iraqi government, especially this government, was maintaining national cohesion. This government strengthened the armed forces of Iraq, which was the biggest factor in maintaining the national cohesion. This was the biggest achievement. If Iraq hadn't been united, we wouldn't be able to rise again. We could have been one of the failed and weak countries. But now Iraq is one of the countries helping Palestine and other Arab countries. Iraq is quite active internationally. It has the right relationship with the Arab countries, and we have hope, which is the most important thing. The future of Iraq is no longer gloomy.
Building new hospitals and schools and developing agriculture, Iraq could not even produce one third of the wheat it needed. In the previous year, we faced only a little shortage of the wheat. We used to produce only a bit more than 1 million tons, but this year we won't buy any wheat, God willing. All these productions are because of our national and agricultural effort. Also in education, we sent thousands of students to the best universities around the world, and they came back to Iraq with higher educational degrees. These are the indications of progress and development. If we notice, the government has supported 400,000 widows. Moreover, there is a social support net. All of these activities were great achievements. In fact, God won't change the destiny of our society until they change it themselves. So for change, we've got to have a huge reform movement in society, individuals, organizations, and infrastructure of society, and the government. Countries would not progress by having inclination towards certain groups or by having different inclinations, because if the government is based upon certain inclinations, conflict will arise. We need a government inclined towards national and identity, which is Iraq. Therefore, sectarianism is in direct opposition with our national cohesion, our nationalism, and our national identity. For sure, this is a serious disease, and the international authoritarianism wants to plot in this country. They want to spark sectarianism so the ignorant ones and the plotters could use it to their own advantage. Moving towards that direction causes events that are now taking place in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and other countries.
والله يؤلمنا جدا ان يكون العراقيين يستمرون في تحمل المعاناه واعباء المشاكل والفتن.
It's heartbreaking to see that the Iraqis are still suffering from plots, miseries and other problems. But I tell everyone of them that they made sacrifices and they sacrificed their blood, be it during the time of the deposed regime or sectarians or al-Qaeda. I tell them to be prepared once more. Hold on to your sacrifices and determination, so the already shed blood would not be wasted, because we are close to the final victory. Sacrificing and determination bring honor to humans in their lands. Continuing to sacrifice is meant to stop our previous sacrifices from getting squandered, so the Ba'ath Party, Al-Qaeda or sectarians would not come back again. Let the people see the difference between these efforts and big challenges and the coming back of Al-Qaeda to rule the country, or the sectarians who killed the people by checking their ID, or Ba'ath Party. Which one is more dangerous? We continue to sacrifice and we continue to be patient, or we will be weak, so the Ba'ath Party, sectarians and Al-Qaeda will come back. We will definitely be patient and pray to God that is helping the Iraqis. When we are fighting against Al-Qaeda in Al-Anbar, I was happy and optimistic that how the nation of Iraq and not the government is supporting the Iraqi army for security purposes, be it Al-Anbar, Basra or Mosul.
قاتل القاعدة في الأنبار كيف انتفض العراق الشعب العراقي وليست القيادات السياسية.
حقيقة يعني التربية والتعليم في أيام النظام السابق.
In the previous regime, all the educational programs in sciences and humanities were under the regime's control.
العلمية كلها مكرسة لتنفيذ أوامر.
لم يعد الحال هكذا اليوم.
من باب التدريب.
Regarding the education of teachers, there were no plans for teachers to have any education, to stay up to date, or to be informed. None of the teachers in the previous regime were sent to foreign countries for training courses.
In 1980, all higher education programs were stopped due to the start of war. The country was inclined towards war, and all the universities and schools failed to progress and stayed in the same condition.
The earnings during the time of the regime were really terrible. Take me as an example. As a teacher, I couldn't buy 1 kilo of meat. While a teacher could not earn more than 3,000 dinars, everything was quite expensive in the market.
When I became an assistant professor at university, I endured great difficulties. I was newly married and the scanty salary of university was enough only for a few days.
During the time of the regime, I was responsible for education environments. My salary was 3,250 dinars. It was only enough to buy a pack of eggs. Saddam's regime did everything to degrade teachers.
During its ascendancy, the Ba'ath Party had organized the educational system the way it wanted. Most of the teachers had to be a Ba'ath member, and they had to believe in Ba'ath doctrines only.
As university teachers, we were not allowed to travel because we were university teachers. This statement also holds true about engineers and doctors during the captivity time in the 90s.
The young had no other options but to join the party. This was the dominant culture over the country.
So it's quite natural to be against the forcible ideas of such a regime that spreads sectarianism in society, a regime of limited freedom that would sentence to death anyone who talked against the Ba'ath Party. Nobody was allowed to support a party in society or in the military environment. Any movement would push you towards the gallows because we were against the regime that dealt with people only with violence and execution.
وبالحقيقة هذا النمط أثر على كثير من الناس خافوا لأن الناس ليس الجميع لديهم استعداد المواجهة.
These methods scared lots of people and affected them because not everyone was ready to die. Our excitement and our religious and national responsibility made us to be fully prepared.
قالوا لنا الأوائل من الشهداء.
كنا نخاف نتكلم.
We were afraid of talking. Mild criticism was tantamount to a big crime. The Iraqis could be sentenced to death for that. So the Iraqi citizens lived in fear and didn't have political freedom and such like. So there was one reserved wish to progress and to improve the situation. I definitely meant changing the regime.
American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
In fact, what happened in 2003 was not a trivial issue. I always think of it as an earthquake.
The infrastructure was reduced to 50% due to the destruction and sabotage. Most of the school buildings and their facilities were destroyed. Probably some of them were burnt down, and the others destroyed by explosions and some other events during the time of occupation. The occupation of Iraq started in 2003 and 2004. There were little finances. The rules and regulations were given by American occupiers.
I felt that the Americans were trying to stir chaos since the regime had gone. Yes, the solid dictatorship was gone and things started to go chaotic.
As you know, the Americans don't care about the progression of Iraqi university students.
In كان البلد في ظل الاحتلال وقوات دولية موجودة 140-150 ألف.
The country was occupied and there were about 140 to 150,000 international forces in the country with all their weapons, planes and tanks. The country was in transition. Governmental body was mostly destroyed. Murder would take place in the streets every day. There were tens of car explosions and hundreds of killings. Baghdad was besieged and the roads were closed. Markets were hopeless and dead. Sometimes I would go to the markets and see that they were really desperate. People would hide in their houses in the afternoons. Fear was all over the country. The future was uncertain.
Iraq was in need of a new movement and excitement. We have launched an investigation to analyze the past events in order for a plan to be designed for the future. In fact, our ministry has started a strategic plan, including higher education.
As a matter of fact, the ministry is responsible for some of the programs now and in the future. Some of them are long-term programs, programs like establishing universities and colleges, and demand a certain period of time. For that purpose, we have a plan at hand, also nearly 150 projects which are under the framework of Iraq's government's strategy, known as National Strategy of Education, including higher education, will be started by 2020.
This strategy has different frameworks and parts. One of them is to change our 20-year-long projects into some projects that can be done annually. As an example, every year we need 1,346 schools.
عدد المقبولين بالتعليم العالي فيه ازدياد مستمر.
The number of people admitted into higher education level is constantly increasing, especially this year. This year, we admitted almost 160,000 students. The number of admitted students in the previous year was 93,000. But I have no information about those students whose education is not tuition-free. Yet, I think there are almost 30,000. It has nothing to do with the new bill passed by the parliament, which grants low-income students scholarships, almost 100,000 dinars a month, which is only paid during the month of education, and 150,000 dinars for higher education students. It happened for the first time and it didn't exist before. These services are provided to show support for the students who are eager to be educated at universities. The aim of this strategy is to improve the quality and quantity in higher education. The number of people admitted has increased. Some of the universities in provinces could not offer most majors. Therefore, almost 30 universities were added to the old ones during this period of 3 years. Besides, nearly more than 100 majors were presented to progress in sciences because the specialties available at universities in Iraq were not enough to help Iraq to develop and progress in science on an international scale. It couldn't even meet the needs of the Iraqi nation.
كما انها ما كانت تلبي ايضا دواعي حاجه المجتمع العراقي
The ministry undertook some electronic projects. I can remember some of them, such as virtual library. This project provided all the electronic sources for the Iraqi researchers and professors. We have also started to equip our laboratories with new facilities and renew them. We have projected that 1 trillion 600 billion dinars is needed for that. And we have reached agreements with big and international companies over providing the equipment. Moreover, we have designed new universities to be like university towns.
This
means college buildings, laboratories and scientific researches, facilities such as housing for professors, internal sectors for university students and other facilities for the employees and personnel who are residents of academic complexes. The hospital has a capacity of 600 beds and different specialties are provided there. They are ready for any sort of medical situations with the aim of helping society and accommodating patients and curing them. They have special services that other hospitals don't. Besides, they train university students and help them with their educational needs.
Moreover, we have 40 local universities and colleges run by the private sector.
There used to be 26 universities. Now there are 40 of them available. Moreover, there are 10 local universities approved by the cabinet. There are also some paperwork and requirements needed so they can be officially recognized.
High school and elementary teachers entered educational supervision courses, and nearly 3,000 educational supervisors graduated. This is exclusive to elementary teachers, because most of them will have academic degrees so that they will improve elementary education.
Now we have a bureau known as quality control to reach the international academic qualities. That means the quality control of these teachers happens under a certain framework. The students, university teams, and the ministry evaluate them. Every progress that a teacher makes is based upon his or her practical effort through publishing essays in valid international journals. In the past, we were at the bottom of the pyramid of universities in the world. But now we are rising to the top in such a way that we are ranked 601st among the world's top 700 universities. There are more than 25,000 colleges in the world.
To help the country to progress and develop, we need a new Iraq with new culture. The people of Iraq are suffering from real difficulties. There is a need for a cultural solution. We have to admit that the economic and political programs will never yield results without improving culture first.
We demand a cultural Iraq and a return to its literary and cultural aspects. We demand a scientifically improved Iraq. We want its universities that had been destroyed in wars to achieve their scientific status again. We have made some good progress towards that. In agriculture, I already told you that we have taken huge steps towards self-sufficiency. In education, we also took huge steps by sending large numbers of students abroad who have returned to the country with higher education degrees. We have also made progress in security. We are working on social issues as well. I tell you, the biggest challenge is to have a strategy to build a united society in which there is no religious and sectarian inclination that can cause conflict and separation.
أني أطفالي من كبروا كبروا في زمن الحروب يعني القادسية أو يعني
My children grew up during the time of the Qadisiyya war and they are used to seeing blood and death. This is something I don't want the Iraqi children to see. I hope the schools of Iraq become a good example for other schools in the region. Iraq is a wealthy country with a rich history. Such statements are being said about Iraq. Iraq is a country with ancient civilization and a blessed one. Our children must enjoy these blessings, being away from tensions and fighting over posts and power.
I wish there was no sectarianism in Iraq. I wish nobody would talk about Sunnism or Shiism and people would keep their identity to themselves and live in equality.
I wish we could live in an environment full of peace and tranquility.